Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. After Friday's meetings at the White House, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has joined President Trump at his vacation home in the state of Florida. Mr. Trump spoke Friday about the relationship between Washington and Tokyo.
The bond between our two nations and the friendship between our two peoples runs very, very deep. This administration is committed to bringing those ties even closer.
Mr. Abe said he and President Trump had reached an agreement on a new framework for economic talks, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal will be among the topics of discussion. Mr. Trump said trading relationship between the two countries must be free, fair, and reciprocal. Japan has been concerned about the impact President Trump's decision to withdraw from the TPP, as well as America First strategy, would have on Asia. President Trump says he's considering a new executive order on immigration after an appellate court ruled against his order barring refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries. Mr. Trump told reporters a new executive order might be faster than defending the current rule in court. President Trump told Chinese President Xi Jinping by telephone the United States intends to honor the One China policy by acknowledging China's position that it has sovereignty over self-ruled Taiwan. It was seen as an important first step toward improving relations that have been cast in doubt following a phone conversation Mr. Trump had with Taiwan's president after the presidential election in November. This is VOA News. Rescue officials says the death toll from a powerful earthquake in the southern Philippines has risen to 15. About 90 people were injured from falling debris and blunt objects. The magnitude 6.5 quake hit Surigao del Norte, that province, sending residents into the streets. Democrats in the U.S. Congress are calling for an investigation into whether White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn had conversations before the Trump administration took office with Russia's ambassador to the United States about U.S. sanctions. Under the so-called Logan Act, it is illegal for a U.S. citizen to correspond with any foreign government in that way. The official said it would be difficult to build a case against Flynn because no one has ever been prosecuted under the law. Millions of Iranians took to the streets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Meantime, the European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, spoke with reporters about her meetings with President Trump's administration regarding the Iran nuclear deal.
I was reassured by what I heard in my meetings on the intention to stick to the full and strict implementation of the agreement in all its parts.
Mogherini said she will also discuss Russia in her meetings, and they agree that Russia should abide by the terms of the 2015 agreement negotiated by Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France to end fighting in eastern Ukraine. U.S. lawmakers from both major political parties, as well as U.S. allies, have expressed concern President Trump would be too conciliatory towards Moscow. Humanitarian agencies are moving into areas of northeastern Nigeria, once controlled by Boko Haram militants, and the scope of their mission looms large, as we hear now from VOA's Joe DeCapua.
When Boko Haram began its insurgency in 2009, it targeted three states, Borno State, where it was born, as well as Yobe and Adamawa. But violence also spilled over Nigeria's borders into Niger, Cameroon, and Chad. Noru Makitol is FAO's representative in Nigeria.
5.1 million people are food insecure in Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe states.
Tall says among those 5.1 million people are about 120,000 facing famine-like conditions. There's a high mortality rate because they don't have enough to eat and don't have access to medical care. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.